Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, wherever you are on this in this great land, on this great planet. This is Ron, the webmaster of freewillfilmworks.com and freewillalliance.com, being joined by Saeed Sabor of AmericaInFocus.org. And tonight on this March 13th, 2015 program, we're going to get into the Clinton Dead, which is would take probably at least 10 shows to cover the entire subject. What we're going to try and do tonight is hit the highlights. So get ready. We're going to dive in here in just a second. I'm trying to email something here. And it looks like it's not going to work too well. It looks like I can't find it. Okay. We'll just have to start. And, Saeed, why don't you go ahead and open up with the person you think is the most famous victim of the Clintons, while I try and send you this email.
Well, I think one of the, of course we have Winston Foster, who's, I mean, there are several people, I mean, very notable people that the Clintons had bumped off, not just Winston Foster. There was Ron Brown, the Commerce Secretary, who was killed over a flight over Croatia on his way to Bosnia, from what I understand. But Vince Foster, of course, we mentioned him on the previous show, and Vince Foster knew a lot about the Clinton double dealings in the Whitewater real estate scam, because the Clinton family like to project themselves, whether it's Bill or Hillary, they both like to project themselves as humanitarians, as politicians, as politically astute individuals, but in reality, the whole Clinton crime family, just like the Bush crime family, are a bunch of murderers, gangsters who are involved in all sorts of shady dealings, rackets, hit jobs on other individuals. And of course, me and Ron on a previous show, I don't know if you remember, we had mentioned, of course, that when Bill was governor of Arkansas, he had engaged in a number of scams, even including involvement in drugs. At the Mena Airport in Arkansas, he took a cut from the vast amount of illegal drugs that were being landed at the Mena Airport in Arkansas, working in tandem, of course, with the Bush crime family. That's why Bush and even the people above Bush, of course, the Rockefeller family, had decided that Bush Sr. was only going to serve one term as president of the United States Corporation and then pass on the mantle, of course, to Bill Clinton, who won two terms, as we pointed out, we don't have fair elections in this country. He was rather handpicked to have two terms in office as the president of the United States Corporation. Now,
correct.
Of course, Vince.
Right.
Yeah, Vince Foster.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You want to finish up?
I was going to finish up on Vince Foster, but also Ron Brown also is a very notable name, because he also knew a lot about the Clinton double dealings and financial scams, and he himself was involved in some of these financial scams. So isn't it just convenient that they decide that his plane should just evaporate, because that's what they wanted? They just wanted to bump him off, and they did that, and they've done that with countless other individuals. But I'll just finish off with this: it's not just the individual people like Vince Foster or Ron Brown and the other countless names of prominent individuals associated with the Clinton family who they have killed off. Keep in mind, the Clinton family is not just guilty of assassinating people, they are also guilty of mass murder in the sense that, remember, when Bill Clinton was president of the United States, he was the one who encouraged the mass murder in the Balkans, a conflict that, of course, was created by Big Brother involving the Serbs, the Croats, and the Bosnian Muslims, and later on the Albanian Muslims. And it was a conflict, a military conflagration that was exacerbated during the Clinton presidency. And keep in mind, Clinton was also responsible for the debacle in Rwanda that claimed the lives of more than 800,000 Rwandese people, both mainly Tutsis, but some Hutus as well. So these people are not just responsible for individual deaths, mind you. These people are responsible for genocide against humanity.
Right. They are the lieutenants of the Rockefeller crime family, working under the Bush crime family, because that's who recruited them. George Herbert Walker, Poppy Daddy Bush, recruited both Sicko Willie and Hitlery, while we know for sure probably before Sicko went to Oxford, but definitely when he was at Oxford, they were recruited to work as CIA assets, not agents, but assets, because they were never put on the official CIA payroll with a CIA identity badge, etc., but they were hired as CIA assets. Now, start out, did you check your email, Saeed? You want to open that up so you can follow along with me. Now, the first, the most infamous of all the murders that the Clintons engaged in was the slaughter of 86 Branch Davidians in Waco, Texas, back in 93, soon after taking office. And what happened is David Koresh was set up by the BATF because they wanted him to assassinate someone. He refused to do it, so they went after him. And they used as the excuse to go after him that he was having sex with minors, which he was having sex with minors. But you don't murder someone just because he's having sex with minors, and you don't murder the minors, the children that he's having sex with. Because remember, I forget how many children were murdered by the Clintons in this. I forget the exact numbers. I think it was 19 or so. But you do not murder a pedophile and the children he's molesting. Total insanity. But that's what the Clintons did. Now, here's what the deal was. The BATF tried to make a raid on the Branch Davidians because they're incompetent and fools, and all of them are worthless bastards who belong in prison for the rest of their lives. The Davidians easily stopped them from entering the compound and drove them off, and we went into this standoff. I forget how many days it went. But someone in the White House heard Hitlery say, after 50-some-odd days or whatever it was, that she was tired of them, and she gave the order, burn the son of, you know what, burn him. She used some profanity too, GD, Fs, you know, the whole works. And so the order went out to burn him, and that's what happened. The official story that the Branch Davidians started the fire is a lie. Flat out lie. The FBI started the fire. They first sent in assassins into the compound to shoot as many people as possible. Then they set it on fire. and they deliberately murdered the children. Deliberately murdered them. It was a sacrifice to Satan. The death of the 86 Branch Davidians was a sacrifice to Satan by the Clintons and the Bushes and the Rottenfellers. It was a satanic sacrifice. That is a fact. Now, let's get into our Arkansas. When Sicko Willie was the fake phony governor of Arkansas, because he worked for the Rottenfeller crime family, and of course Winthrop Rockefeller owned basically the entire state and was a governor there at one time, and adopted Sick Willie as his bastard son, which he was not the bastard son of a Rottenfeller. I looked into it. It didn't happen. Everyone thinks he's a bastard son of a Rottenfeller, but he isn't. No one knows who his father is except for, of course, Sick Willie, who was probably towed by someone, his mother, eventually, and maybe a couple of close personal friends. And the guy that sired the bastard is probably long dead. But while he was there, he had a guy by the name of Jerry Luther Parks as chief of security during his campaign when he was running for the White House. Well, of course, the chief of your security is going to know everything about you. And so Sick Willie had to have him murdered, and he hired a bunch of thugs to murder him. And he was, Jerry Parks was driving down the road, and a hitman came alongside and blew him away. The reason why Parks was murdered is because Sick Willie found out that Parks had a dossier on him, Sick Willie. And he needed that before the campaign got, he was actually gunned down after the campaign, after Sick Willie was in. But he wanted Parks out of the way. Parks was murdered September 26, 1993, 9 months after, 8 months after Sick Willie took office. But he had to murder Parks and get the dossier because he didn't want Parks to give the information to the GOP and destroy his chances of re-election or actually forcing him out of office. Now, I don't think Jerry Parks planned on doing that. I just think Sick Willie got paranoid. And that's why he ordered the hit. Oh, and by the way, yeah, Arkansas, the city where he was murdered, I think it was in Little Rock, state police, no one cared. They didn't bother investigating. Why bother? Everyone knew it was a hit by Sick Willie. Now, the most famous person to die was probably Vincent Foster. Now, and of course, his body was found July 20, 1993, just a couple of months before Jerry Parks was murdered. Now, the official story is that Vincent Foster walked out into the park. What's the name of that park again? Fort Marcy Park. And he blew his brains out. Why? No one knows. Well, when the investigation was made, they found no soil on his shoes. And he had supposedly walked couple hundred yards into the park. Well, obviously, he didn't walk. He floated, levitated. He had the power of levitation. And he levitated himself into the park, laid down on the ground without getting any soil on his shoes, and then he took a gun and shot himself. And, of course, there were witnesses that saw two men carry a body into the park, other witnesses. The whole thing was a joke. it was covered up by 60 Minutes and the entire Big Brother media. You want to say anything about the murder of Vincent Foster, Saeed?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, he was definitely was killed up because he knew too much, and probably there was indications he might even have gone public about that. But it's related to with another individual, too. I was looking at the list, and I remember him now very vividly, is Danny Casolaro, the journalist, who was found in his bathtub with, they tried to make it look like it was a suicide by having his wrists immediately slashed, but just like with Michael Hastings and other prominent journalists who know too much according to Big Brother standards, these people are murdered. In the case of Casserole, he knew a lot about INSLA, and if he came out with all of his research materials and his articles, that would have been very damaging indeed to the Clinton presidency. So that's what they do. They just kill these people off who know too much.
Yeah. Well, let me get in a little more on Vincent Foster. Obviously, he was murdered. That's 100% guaranteed fact. We know that. And the Clintons were responsible for that. We know that. But guess who rushed to his office immediately after he was murdered and was hauling several boxes of files out of his office? A lady by the name of Margaret Williams, who just happened to be Hillary's chief of staff.
Right.
Yeah. I wonder why she was hauling off several boxes paperwork out of Vincent Foster's office before the police got there to seal the office off. I wonder how she happened to find out about Foster supposedly committing suicide before it was even reported. Could it be that she gave the order to have him murdered? Now, Ron Brown, Commerce Secretary, died April 3, 1996. He was on a Air Force jet going to Croatia on what they call a business trip. 34 other people on the plane, 14 business executives, they were on a trade mission. He was murdered along with all the other people on the plane because he was going to go public and tell everything he knew about the Clintons, all their criminal exploits during the first 2.5 years in the White House. And the FBI was about to indict him for his crimes. And he told Sicko Willie the night before he left on the trip that if Sickle Willie didn't call the FBI off, he was going to blow the lid on all of Sick Willie's criminal activities. And one of the stewardesses on the plane survived the crash. And of course, U.S. Court military personnel got there before anyone. Oh, and they murdered her on the scene. Oh, and do you remember what happened to all the bodies of that crash?
They were cremated, weren't they?
Yeah. There was an autopsy done on Ron Brown's body. I don't know if any of the others were. And the guy who did the autopsy said he was shot. Well, apparently Ron Brown was another one of these suicide kooks. Shot himself, and then the plane crashed. Maybe shooting himself caused the plane to crash. But here's what happened. There was two, probably Mossad hitmen on the plane who shot everyone on the plane including the pilots, put it on autopilot to crash, and then they jumped. That's what happened. Everyone on that plane was murdered. Then the plane crashed. Now, William Colby, he was a retired CIA director, found dead May 6, 1996. Apparently, he decided to go on an impromptu canoeing excursion and never returned. Body just happened to be found in the river where his canoe, and I forget where it was. But he had just started writing a strategic investment newsletter, and everyone got nervous that he might start leaking stuff. And apparently, he was, I guess, an amateur canoeer, although he'd been canoeing his whole life. And he just happened to forget how to canoe, and his canoe tipped over, and he died, drowned. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and there also, it just happens to be, I was looking also at this list. What's also rather interesting is the fact that Bill Clinton and the Clinton family, they kill off people not only who know too much about their phony, their fake, fraudulent financial dealings and scams and other related matters, but they also get rid of people who are involved with them. Well, that is, Bill Clinton has actually killed not only women he's raped, but he's also killed the husbands of the women he sexually assaults. Name is Ed Wiley, whose wife Kathleen he sexually assaulted, and Ed was killed the same day that sick William decided to rape his wife.
Yeah. Well, here's the story. She was on Fox, Hannity, last night. And what the problem was is the Wiley or Willie family got into financial difficulties. And she went to Sick Willie to ask him to get a job for her somewhere. Not in government. Not on his staff. Just some businessman that he knew he could get a job for. And so what does he do? Oh, he orders to have her husband murdered, and then he tries to rape her on the same day. That shows you the perverse sickness of this bastard. Perverse sickness. And he tried to rape her in
right.
The White House. This is how sick this bastard is. Now, let's get to Admiral Jeremy Borda, who was chief of staff of the Admiral when he was murdered May 16, 1996. A lot of people dying in 96. Don't know why. But with the Clintons, they kill so many people every year, you're going to have a couple of dozen probably every year being murdered. The reason they claimed that Jeremy Borda killed himself is because he was wearing a medal that they claimed he was not supposed to wear. And when this went public, he became so distraught and embarrassed over it, he shot himself. Now, let me explain something. When you get up into the general admiral level in the military, they usually can sift those guys out who are moving up in the ranks, who are mentally ill, who are mental cripples, and they don't let them get up that high. When you get up to four star, you either get there because you're a sick Satan worshiper, or you can handle the position. Well, Jeremy Borden was not a Satan worshiper like Sick Willie is, or the Bushes, or the Rottenfellers, or the Rottenchips. He worked his way up because he was competent. You don't commit suicide because you get called out in public for wearing a medal which you allegedly were not supposed to wear. No one at that high rank is that mentally crippled. It just doesn't happen. Oh, and guess how he killed himself? He shot himself three times in the chest with a revolver. Now, so you think it's possible for anyone to shoot themselves in the chest three times with a revolver?
No. I seriously doubt it.
I can guarantee you no one could ever do it. Maybe with a semi-automatic. You know, you pull the trigger and your reflexes, but with a revolver, a double action, it takes a little strength, and just dead reflexes of the finger keep pulling is not enough to shoot yourself three times, because after you shoot yourself the first time, you're not going to be able to shoot yourself two more times. But that's what they claim happened. Shot himself three times in the chest with a revolver. Now, Jim McDougal was the guy who got Sick Willie and Hillary involved in the Whitewater real estate scam. And, of course, they were guilty of a criminal act in that. But
right.
They were never convicted of it. So guess what the liberal Big Brother media says? Well, it was a Republican attack on them. And there was nothing there. Because someone doesn't get convicted of murder doesn't mean he didn't commit the crime. Stalin had, 30-plus million people murdered. Hitler had thousands murdered. Mao had 78 million murdered. He was never convicted of mass murder. Does that mean he didn't commit the crime? But according to the liberal, jackass, Satan-worshipping Democrats, because the Clintons were not convicted of the Whitewater conspiracy, they didn't commit the crime.
Right.
Amazing. Now, he was murdered while in prison. He went to prison for Whitewater. The Clintons didn't. Yeah. Okay. Sandy Hume was the son of Brit Hume. Brit Hume was a journalist. I forget who he worked for, NBC, ABC, CBS, one of those. And then they finally fired him, and he's on Fox now. His son was murdered 1998 in his own home. Oh, and they claimed suicide. Now, here's what happened. Brit Hume was coming down on the Clintons a little too hard, and they said, back off, buddy, or we'll murder someone in your family. He didn't back off. They murdered his son. That's what we're dealing with. Hillary probably gave the order. Now, Barbara Olson was on supposedly one of the flights on September 11. Her plane supposedly, you know, crashed into one of the towers. And she had just finished writing a book, Final Days, exposing the Clintons. Well, since we know no one on those planes died in the crashes, they all went to a military base and were offloaded and sent underground to work in the factories as slave labor in the factories, underground for the U.S. Corps. And those who refused to be slave laborers were then killed. She might have been murdered underground. We don't know. But she was done away with. Gone. Bye-bye. Danny Casolaro, who you brought up, Saeed.
Yes.
I did a little investigation on him when he was murdered back in the 90s. Doesn't give the date here. I'll have to look it up. But they said he committed suicide by slashing both of his wrists, laying in a bathtub. Oh, and guess what he did before he slashed his wrists? Tore out all 10 of his fingernails. Now, what do you think about that, Saeed?
That is absolutely ridiculous. The fingernails were torn not by him; it was by the people who they were torturing. Because the common technique of torture, people who torture, like all these mercenaries, crooks, and criminals, and the intelligence services, they use that. That's a standard form of torture they use on people to get extract information from them.
Yeah. It's absurd. You do not tear out all of your fingernails before you kill yourself. It will never happen. People do not torture themselves before they kill themselves. You have to be out of your mind to believe that. Now, he died August 10, 1991. That was before Sick Willie even got into the White House. He's one of the Arkansiders, one of the guys that Arkansided. Now, Paul Wilcher was a lawyer investigating drug running out of Mena, Arkansas, found dead in his Washington, D.C. apartment of unknown causes. They couldn't figure out why the guy died. June 22nd, 1993. This is about, 5 months after Sick Willie illegally occupied the White House. Now, you want to mention what was going on in Mena, Arkansas, Saeed?
Well, that was, it's a well-known fact. I mean, there was actually, I forgot the name of the journalist who was killed off for exposing the CIA crack cocaine in the inner cities. What was that journal's name again?
I'm thinking of it.
There was a movie made about it, and there was a book.
Gary Webb, right?
It's a well-established fact that the intelligence services, the CIA, the FBI, have been known for decades to import drugs into the United States. Actually, there was back in the 1960s, and it was actually made public by a U.S. senator. It's actually interesting how sometimes there are very few politicians who make this public. But there was a senator, I forgot his name, had spoken about the fact that back in the 60s, the FBI routinely engaged in drug trade. And especially in the inner cities, this was during the civil rights movement, et cetera. The FBI was known to have allowed the spread of drugs all throughout the United States corporation as a tool of subterfuge. So it's well established that the CIA, FBI, they have their hands full in drugs. And, of course, you know, we know that the powers at B, they control the drug trade. They use their little front men like Carlos Escobar and all these other big hoodlum drug dealers as front men, because in reality, the people who control the drug trade are the political and financial elites of the world, not just the political elite, but also you're looking at the Rockefeller family, the Rothschild family, etc. Now, keep in mind, in Mena, Arkansas, they were allowing drugs to be flown into the airport. And then when they were flown into the airport, the CIA, what they were doing, they were taking those drugs and they were spreading it out all across various parts of the United States Corporation from Mena, Arkansas. Now, there was a book written about this. We had mentioned this before, it was by Terry Jones, exposing the whole goings-on at Mena, Arkansas Airport and what Clinton was doing. But Clinton was not the only person doing it. In the book itself, I have a copy of it somewhere in my basement. But in the book, he also mentions how it wasn't Clinton only, but also the Bush family that was involved in this this scandal involving drugs being flown into Mena, Arkansas.
Yeah. Now, let me briefly talk about Alan G. Witcher. He was Clinton's Secret Service detail. He was the head of Clinton Tickle Willie Secret Service detail from starting in January of 93 until October of 94. When he was transferred to the Secret Service field office in the A.P. Murrah building in Oklahoma City. And he died when it was bombed by agents working for either the Bush crime family or the Rockefeller crime family, or even possibly Sick Willie was in on that. But my guess, it was probably the Bush crime family were the ones responsible for the bombing of the A.P. Murrah building under orders from the Rockefeller crime family. Oh, yeah, and guess what? He was the only Secret Service agent. He was the only federal agent or agent of the United States Corporation who died in that bombing, because all the other U.S. corporation agents, FBI, and Marshall Office, everyone else, oh, they got warning. Don't go to the office on that day. He's the only one died of U.S. corporation personnel. Amazing. Now, let me just give you a little background on that. Bombing of the A.P. Murrah building was not committed by Timothy McVeigh and that other lunatic that they used as a patsy. Go ahead.
Right.
What was his name?
Terry Nichols. Terry Nichols. That was the other guy that...
They had nothing to do with it. Terry Nichols was in Michigan when it happened, and Timothy McVeigh was in the Ryder truck that pulled up with explosives in it with someone else. He thought it was a sting. He was told by his handlers that they were supposed to park the truck there, and then the BATF was going to come in and supposedly find the truck filled with explosives and say, oh, we caught another terrorist attempt. That's what he was told. They didn't tell him that they were going to pin it on him, because he was one of what we call these undercover BATF agents. He did not have a BATF ID badge. He was not an official BATF agent. He was an undercover BATF agent. He was set up as a patsy. After they got done setting him up and catching him, they supposedly killed him. Well, I do not know for sure what actually happened. A lot of people say he didn't look dead, didn't look like he was dead, because supposedly after he was dead, he was still breathing. If he was set up and executed, once he was captured, this Jolyon West was his psychiatrist, doped him up the whole time, and brainwashed him while he was in jail awaiting trial, and then during the trial, brainwashed him to the point where he actually thought he was involved in it and had something to do with it. And then they killed him. Or he was told he was going to be the patsy. They were going to pretend they killed him, executed him, and then he was going to go live underground. I don't know which it was, but he had nothing to do with the bombing. It was the BATF, FBI, Secret Service, Bush crime family, Rockefeller crime family job. And it was done to try and grab guns. And they came out with a law afterwards in which they restricted the sale of certain rifles for 10 years or whatever. Finally, it wasn't renewed. It was a gun grab, just like Sandy Hook was a giant gun grab. Now, let me get into Mary Mahoney. Did you read through Mary Mahoney here, Saeed?
One second. Let me see. Not yet, no.
Okay. Right after Witcher. Okay. Mary Mahoney was caught having sex with Hillary by a Secret Service agent in the White House. When the Secret Service agent accidentally caught them having sex, Hillary hit the agent with a metal ashtray. Then she ordered the murder of Mahoney. She didn't order the murder of the Secret Service agent. She figured she probably wouldn't be able to get away with it. But Mahoney was had two jobs. She was working at the White House and at a Starbucks in Washington, D.C. After it had closed, she was cleaning up with two other fellow employees, Emery Evans and Aaron Goodrich. Well, two gunmen walk in, and they blow the three of them away. They shot Mary five times. One of the shots fired the back of her head after she was laying on the floor dead. What you call execution. They investigated it, found out no money was taken out of the safe, out of the register, or off of the three employees. No one could figure out why they came in and did it. Well, obviously we know they were assassins of Hillary to murder her, to keep her quiet, because Hillary was afraid it was going to come out. What Hillary then did was they hired special agent, FBI agent, Bradley J. Garrett, who goes around to these weird so-called suicides, you know, deaths, and makes false reports claiming it was a suicide or just a routine robbery or whatever, and he's called the Fixer, and he said it was just a routine robbery. So
right, it wasn't a routine robbery.
Clinton. We only got about a minute left.
Do you have
any closing statements, Saeed?
Well, this is actually, you're right, Ron. We're going to have to do definitely more show. We're going to do more installments on the Clinton murders. But I'll leave you with one Clinton murder very quickly. JFK Jr., who died over Massachusetts. There was with his new wife. That was obviously a Hillary Clinton hit on him.